Yes, yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your life?
Nenda kusaba ombuulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Era omutegeeza okubeerawo kwa Katonda mu masikati gaffe bulijjo.
Tell them the presence of God in our midst every day.
Kubanga ategeeza.
Because it tells us Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith no one can please God. For whoever cometh to God, it's required of him to first believe his presence and is a rewarder to those who seek him. We believe his presence and we move on to glorify him. He told us in Matthew chapter 18 and the verse 19 on to 20 that where 2-3 will gather for his sake and his in their midst. You believe his presence and honor him. For his presence through the Holy Spirit, it spreads everywhere. And
he
speaks Psalms 149 verse 6 and 7 unto reaching 10 that where shall we run from his spirit? In heavens is there, in the earth, even under the earth. Now he appears to those who know and
understand
and honor him, for he is everywhere. He promised in John 14 verse
17
we shall be seeing him, for we understand him, and he is unto us and he dwells within us. We move on to honor him, God the Father, and his word through his Holy Spirit manifests his presence in our midst. As we thank him for armies of holy angels, those he passed with that he serves with them in our midst. We heard in Psalms 104:30 that he sends his spirit, they are created, and renews the face of the earth. And the Holy Spirit, he moves on to renew us when he passed with armies of angels. Those always be sent to serve us, even to serve together with us, to fulfill the word of God. By name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We based in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and to move on reach unto you. The third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. Now we've come past through in summary what we are to find in this third phase. And we are still moving on to pass through in summary things in part 7.
Phase 3 of the answering of God.
Phase 3 of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began.
So,
now we gave you what's in the introduction under the heading saying this third phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since the year 2020 began. Remember, it's under the heading saying the seventh part is under the heading saying through the full light of the word of God. Full light of the word of God revealing us what concerneth the microchip, the number 666, the fourth beast and the last beast which has two horns like of the Lamb of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, twafuna introduction yasoka.
Now we got the first introduction.
Omusana ogujude ogwechigambo cha Katonda.
As it told us the way the full light of the Word of God revealeth secrets of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we heard according to Psalms 119, the verses 105, that the Word of God is the Lamb. You first read for us that we hear.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 n'olunyiriri olw'15.
Psalms 119 verse 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange n'omusana eri ekkubo lyange.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The Word of God.
Tabaza eri ebigere byaffe.
It's a lamp unto our feet.
Era omusana mu kkubo lyaffe.
And a light unto our path.
Okutumulisiza.
To lighten for us.
Wabula twakitegeera nti era omusana gwe gumwogo.
But we understood that still that same light.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
Of the Word of God.
Gubikula byonna mu gune ku nsi.
Filleth all in the heavens and earth.
Nga mwe muli n'enkwe z'aba Satani.
Including Satan is his kingdom.
Zonna nga zibikulwa omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
They are all revealed by the Word of God.
Okusinira ku ebiri mu Efeso sura y'okutaano.
According that in the Ephesians 5. Verse 13 to 14. He speaks as he says like this. Ephesians chapter 5 verse
13. Kubanga buli ekirabisibwa gwe musana.
Naye ebigambo byonna.
But all the words when they are preached, light manifests them. Whatever is manifest is the light. Everything reveals, it's the light. Whether things in heaven, whether in the earth, whether Satan is
schemes,
if light of the Word of God reveals, that is the real true light which can lighten our feet, lighten the path we head on to, light which teaches us, and that is what moves on reveal us the truth. Full things concerning the microchip, concerning the number 666, the fourth beast, even the last beast with two horns like of the Lamb of God. If we get that light of the Word, then we shall be able to lighten in the true light that we do not stumble.
So to again, introduction number two.
Move to introduction number two.
Netunyonyola ku God's keyword.
It explained us ebigambo bya Mukama ebisumulula.
God's keywords.
Ebigambo bya Mukama ebisumulula.
You need to know.
Byolina okumanya.
If you are to reveal the secrets of God, and unseal the seal on the Word of God, yes,
praise Jesus much. We looked at God's key words. Those you need to know. If you to reveal the secrets of God, and take off seals from the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That those keywords are inclusive. They are within the secrets of the Word of God. You can be using them to help you to move on by the Spirit of God, to reveal secrets hidden in the Word of God, and to take off the seals that you can understand the meaning of the words. Now we heard in Matthew chapter 16 and the verse 19, and God says like this. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19.
kirisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Katonda akusuubiza okuwa ebisumuluzo by'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
God promised to give you keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Nga bwe yasuubiza omutume Peter.
As he promised Apostle Peter.
Bw'oba osome bulungi Matayo sura 16.
If you read well Matthew chapter 16.
Okugenda ku 18.
Starting from verse 18.
N'oyingira mu 19 lwetusomye.
Enter verse 19 that we read.
Agamba nti ndikuwa ebisumuluzo by'obwakabaka obw'omuggulu.
He says, I'll give you keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Buli kyona abosumuludde.
Everything you will lose.
Kijja sumululwa mu ggulu.
It will be loosed in heaven. Everything you bind on earth, it will be bound. Some of those bound or sealed, that is the word of God. But when he gives you keys to lose it, you can lose them also. Take off the seals. He's called them the keys. For they go right to a total of 7 keys. Which make the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Because we heard of in the Luke chapter 11 verse 52 that there is the key of knowledge. You first read for us that we hear. Luke chapter 11 verse
52. Kubanga mwatwala ekisumuluzo ekyokumanya. Mwebe nyini temwayi ingira. Nabali bayi ingira mwabaziiza.
Yes.
Bagina nebaba.
They
babuze ekisumuzo kyokumanya.
On and they took away the key of knowledge.
Mwebaja ekisumuzo kyokumanya.
And when they took away the key of knowledge.
Onange nebazikiri olwokubula okumanya.
And they got destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Nabali bagala okuyingira.
And those who wanted to enter.
Nabone babazikiriza olwokutawa ekisumuzo kyokumanya.
They destroyed them for not giving them key of knowledge.
Jukira.
Remember.
Okumanya mwoyo wa mukama.
Knowledge is the spirit of the Lord.
Omwoyo wokumanya.
The spirit of knowledge.
Akora kubuju bw'omwoyo mutukufu.
He works on the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yetujja okumanya mu detail.
Those we shall know in detail.
Osinira mu Isaiah 11.
According to Isaiah 11.
Olwokubiri.
Verse 2.
There
is the spirit of the Lord. It is a key.
It
loses what concerns God the Father in his word, in his fullness. The key of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Losing the wisdom in the words. There is the key of understanding. The spirit of understanding. Who connects to the four and above scriptures. And it opens loses. There is the key of counsel, known as the spirit of counsel.
It
loses things in the times and seasons of those which were, which are, and those to come. We have the key of spirit of power.
Which
moves on to uproots whatever God never planted, and to plant those God purposed by force.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. There is the key of knowledge that you read in Luke 11 verse 52. It's the spirit of knowledge. In him is all light of the word of God, which lightens to reveal the secrets of God in the heavens and earth. It revealed the secrets of the devil, Satan's schemes. There is key of fear of God, spirit of fear of God.
You
see that
he
lose concerning the laws and commands and judgments, which headed on to the lake of fire and it's opened up. There is the spirit of the Lord.
His
key of the spirit of the Lord.
Again,
moves on reveal what concerns God
so
in the keyword fullness.
Says,
now he shows those keywords much. In the Holy Scriptures, it's sealing or hiding a secret behind it. For example of that you saw, Revelation chapter 13, in the verse 18, he spoke a word like this. Revelation 13, verse 18.
Alino kutegera abaliriro muwendo gw'insolo.
Yes.
Kubikurura sura ya 13 olinyole 18.
Revelation 13 verse 18.
Kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu no muwendo gwayo Lukaga, munkaga, mumukaga.
Yes.
Awali amagezi.
Here is where there is wisdom.
Ekisumizo kya amagezi.
That is the key of wisdom.
Era waliwo n'okutegeera.
There is also understanding.
Wetaaga ekisumizo ky'okutegeera.
You need the key of understanding.
Ogulewo.
And you open up.
Kitegeza mwemba wa kutegeera.
Means if I'm to understand.
Ewa number lukankaga mumukaga.
What concern number 666?
Neetaaga amagezi agali mu kigambo.
I need the wisdom in the word.
Ngabe twawulirako.
As we heard.
I
need understanding coming from
the word.
That's the real key to help me understand.
Suppose
we got them in the summary last
time. I
just show you where we passed last
time. And
then we move
onwards. Now
we got the third introduction.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
The third
introduction.
It shows us the campus.
Campus ya Katunda.
The campus of God. Which directs us.
It,
what concerns the microchip.
The campus
of God which is in the word.
Which
brings us no concerning the microchip.
The number
666. The fourth beast. The last beast. Which has two horns like of the Lamb of God. When we read in the Acts, one was asked, what you read, do you understand them?
He
said, if I have no one to guide me, I cannot understand them. What does he say in the Acts? Acts chapter 8, verse 29. Yes.
He
told him, how can I understand what I read except I have one who guides and directs me? And I have one with my compass.
And
can pass through this word to direct me.
Things
where they are, what they mean. Praise Jesus much. Because if you read of the beast in the Revelation 13, this first verse,
he
speaks this concerning the beast. Revelations chapter
13, verse 1. Nekumayembe gayo ngakulike ngule 10 nekumitwe jayo amanya agobuvozi
amane nenyimira kumusenyu
stood upon the sun
ina bensulu ngibamaza amanje
a beast rise out of the many waters
ina mayembe 10
it has 7 horns
nitwe musavu
and 7 heads
aga enyanje eno
he said this sea
eriruddawa
where is that
usinda kuchawandikibwa
according to the scripture
chindaga nti nino kumanya enyanje
eno shows me I have to know this sea
esono eno mwevanso broje kuma oboje tegekero jirwanisa
where the beast cometh that I prepare to fight it
kadi neta go mulagirizi
I need one to direct me
ngalina campus ye chigambo cha katuna
one with the campus of the word of God
ndagirire
to direct me
adate kibwa ina keywords
it's meant to have in these keywords
ukundagirira
to directing me
he
yes
he umanyi keywords zisumulula secrets
you know keywords
kudagibyama
lose up open up secrets and they show them to us
siru nezijvako
the seals are taken off
ninko search gambe cho nga campus
then I use that word kubanga
ntegede nenkulagirira
oh if I've understood I direct you
kubanga mukubikulirwa
because in revelation chapter
17
in the verse 7
aine bigabo bino byayogera
he has these words he says
okubikulirwe sura ye 17 no runyiriri olwo musambo
revelation chapter 17 from verse 7
Malaika nangamba nti kiche kikwewunyisa nze nakubulira ekyama ky'omukazi n'ekyensolo emusitudde He said, fear not.
Beast you saw come from the many waters. I'm going to tell you the mystery of it. And the woman who sits on it. Now you first explained him. That the other woman is not seated only on the waters.
Those
many waters you see. Out of the beast cometh the woman sits on. That water.
It means
these according to the keywords which explain Revelation 17 verse 15. Revelation chapter 17 verse 15.
Bebantu, nebivina na mawanga, nenimi.
Yes.
He
said the waters you saw
umwenzi watude,
out of the harrowed seats.
Songo umwenzi atude kunsole futuka maza.
Adultery seats on the beast coming from those waters.
Kakati agamazi.
Now those waters.
Ye nyanja,
don't you think of the physical seas? These of the world.
Na ye,
but those waters out of the beast
coming,
where the adultery sits on the beast, these are clans,
languages,
multitudes of many people all over the world. There I've begun to come to understand. I have used the keywords of God, which lose his secrets, which take off the seals, and I used the compass of the word of God, and it begins to direct me. The true things spoken of, what are those? Is it not that? Is it not that?
Then
I see, I enter in understanding. Now even the others we shall understand them.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus. Because we remember and last,
when we
got what is in the summary in part 7a, differentiated between the number 666 and the microchip.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
But
when we hear the number 666, we hear Satan puts it in the forehead or on the right hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Then we went to see
even
the microchip is put right there.
It
be wanted to know whether the microchip is the number 666 or not.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we understood it. That one leads people to the other.
Microchip.
The microchip.
It
drives people to reaching the number 666. Itself is not the number 666. Because the number 666 is made out of sin. Ever since generations lived on this world, all who have been falling in hell, they get it. They get the seal of Satan. But remember, the microchip has not been there. But in the making of the microchip, to help humanity move on, commit sins. If you read Revelation 13 and the verse 16, we hear of these words. Revelation chapter 13 verse
16.
Yes. And it caused all, the great and the small, the rich and the poor, the free,
no,
and the slave to be given a mark in their foreheads or on their right hand. We went to see that when they brought the microchip,
yes,
like in the animals they put in the foreheads, but in human beings they put on the right hand.
Yet
we would have asked,
even microchip.
Animals, are they going to go to in hell for getting the microchip?
Ye number rukankaga mokaga kweri.
The number 666 indeed.
And over.
Oh, it is a different thing.
Mumazima,
in truth, we
heard
according to Daniel, Daniel chapter
2,
this verse 40,
and
they showed us the coming of the microchip in the people. Let's read we here.
Daniel
chapter 2, verse
40. Kubanga ekyuma kimenyamenya ebintu byonna era kibijemulula.
Obwakabaka oba obumanyiddwa ng'ensolo eyokuna.
The kingdom or that known as the fourth beast.
Buliba bw'amaanyi.
It will be great.
Nga n'ekyuma.
As iron.
Okusobola okumenyamenya n'okufuga.
Able to break and to subdue.
Nti okujja kwa microchip.
But the coming of the microchip.
Kuva ku nsolo eyokuna.
It cometh from the fourth beast, the fourth kingdom,
known
as the Roman Empire,
hidden
behind the Roman Catholic.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That to be able to rule, subdue people, has to put iron within them, to control them, to enter in them sins as they want. Humans no more have strength to fight sin for lacking knowledge. That's why the next verse says like this.
Daniel yesule yokubiri n'olunyiriri olwana mulumu.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 41.
Era kubanga walabe ebigere n'obugere ekitundu kya bombe eriyo mubumbi n'ekitundu kya kyuma obwakabaka buliba bwawulemu naye muliba mubwo kumanyi g'ekyuma. Kubanga walabe ekyuma nga kitabuddwa mu bombe eryettosi.
Yes.
Obwakabaka obwo.
That kingdom.
Bulibamu kumanya ag'ekyuma.
Hold strength of iron.
Kubanga walabe bomba nga lyetabudde n'ekyuma.
So iron mixed with clay.
Tujja kunyonyoka ebisinga naye nga jjukira.
We shall be explained more, but remember.
Fe twakolebwa mu bomba.
We were made out of clay.
Eritaliini eryettosi.
Which is not like of this modern clay.
Naye enfufu ya zaabu.
But of dust of gold.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus,
man. The
same time they have said
that
within you as a person they will put iron.
The
aim of wanting to control you and use you over what they want. But the other thing that they also make robots.
Mukola robots.
In making robots,
this is
a computer built to do different works. And they also make cyborgs. Those. They are possessed with fallen angels known as aliens. Inside the body is iron, outside it's like of human beings.
Then they
will also make Terminator. Terminator is where they get another person.
But
the one died old,
sleeping,
and they build up his brain.
They
build there another who is like him. But it's not rightfully perfected like the other. Yet
we
can do things which are just like the one of the brains who has been built.
Yes,
praise Jesus. According to those next verses.
Daniel yesula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwana mwebiri.
Daniel chapter 2 verse 42.
Era ng'obugere bwe bwali ekitundu kya kyuma n'ekitundu kya bumba era n'obwakabaka bwe buli babutyo ekitundu kya maanyi n'ekitundu kimenyefu. Ana musatu, era kubanga walabe ekyuma nga kitabuddwa mu bumbe lyettosi, bali etabula n'ezzadde ly'abantu, naye tebaligattagana bokka na bokka.
Yes.
Yes, you have to
praise Jesus.
Waliwo abeetabula n'abaana b'abantu.
They are those who mingle with the children of men.
Nga bo si baana b'abantu.
And they are not children of men.
Amuluberebere sura y'omukaaga eri.
In Genesis chapter 6.
Bamalayika abaagwa.
The fallen angels.
Abaayitibwanga abaana b'abatonda.
Called the sons of God.
Beetabula mu baana b'abantu.
And they mingled with the children of men. Yet not by themselves.
I told
you, you'll find a robot built in the computer form. Inside it has a board of iron. Outward it has a
robot.
It's a robot built.
As you see, they have made robots to marry. After committing a lot of immorality, foolishness, they never got satisfied. Like homosexuality and bestiality. And they resumed
things
which were in Sodom and Gomorrah. According to Jude 1 verse
7,
they committed homosexuality and made other strange bodies have sex with them.
Those
they have said they were mingled with children of men. They are those they have made for human flesh and they are aliens, the fallen angels. They have clothed human flesh on the outward, inside they are iron.
Terminators
also. They build the brain of your wife who died. Restore it to her to you, and they say there's no dying. There's no death. And lies increase. It means the number 666 is being prepared. What do you have to know?
Microchip.
That the microchip is not the number 666, but it leads people to the number. Drive you to move on, seeing that you get the number 666. According to what we had last time, we know it. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. If we are to get the seal of God, that of God, spoken of in Revelation chapter 7. As we read it last time, we are not going to repeat it today. Praise Jesus much. In Revelation chapter 7, verses 1 to 3, they speak of the seal of God put upon our foreheads. But when we get that seal, we get it as we hear the gospel. And the Holy Spirit puts on us that seal. According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13, when we heard the gospel of our salvation, the gospel of the kingdom, we put upon the seal by the Spirit. Yet the Spirit himself is the one who writes it, as we shall understand how it appears. Praise Jesus much. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we are sealed as the Spirit writes in our scriptures. Out of them he gets the seal of God. Yet we discovered it. Those who get the seal of Satan, they are engraved upon with an iron pen. And on the other side, it is diamond. Yes. Praise Jesus.
Yet
remember, it's the iron they put in the people. The real iron is not the number 666, but they use it to engrave in you. Because it holds the spirit of sin. It takes you to the spirit of sin. Because they want to control you, use you, commit sins as they want. But you already have the spirit of God. You no more can be subdued and ruled by that. Because you have the greater one in you. As we shall get the details.
But
when we heard in the Jeremiah 17, the verse 1, we are told these words concerning the seal of Satan made out of sin. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse
1.
Yes. The sin of Judah
is
written with an iron pen. Remember, the other is iron they are put in people.
Microchip.
The microchip. It means it. It takes, it leads you to be written in.
Itself is
not Satan's seal, the number 666. But it's a mark. You remember the first one is free.
It,
us who are mostly free, who are in the Christ Jesus.
All
those you will not
learn.
And you do not fear. Enter in that fear of Satan. The sin of Judah, written with an iron pen.
And
the other iron you see put in you, within it holds the power of diamonds.
Diamond
appears in the form of the pyramid.
But
the pyramid has been the marks of the devils a long time. You know, there's something you've understood most.
That
this is a mark. Yet we have a mark, the name
and the number.
And the number.
That
if you've gotten this mark,
microchip,
that's the microchip.
It's
the iron which holds diamond within it. It holds. You first finish it there. Jeremiah chapter 17, verses
1.
With the stone of diamond. Uganda is not brought it out clear. You read in English.
Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of a diamond, it is engraved.
Chiwandikibwako ne jiyada diamond.
You have
heard well. I tell you,
I have
not yet gone to study the microchip in human wisdom. But it's not mere iron. Not.
It holds
strength, which
appears
in the form of diamond, the power of the mark of Satan. That which began in Egypt, the pyramids. Now they want to use that power to control human beings, use them, commit sin. What you have to quickly do yourself to get the greater one in you. Spoken of most in the 1st John. The chapter 4 in the verse
4.
When they tell us like this.
1st
John chapter 4, verse 4.
Mwemuli ba Katonda. Abana abato era mwaba wangula kubanga ali mumwe asinga obukulu ali munsi.
Yes.
Lebako,
you see,
fenno tuli bana ba Katonda.
We are children of God.
Era twaba wangula abo bali eri abetabye n'abana b'abantu.
Overcame them, the others of mingled with the children of men.
Nechi chinanga ni chabo fere tugenda chiti ya muwada
katini. Even that their microchip, we are not going to fear it a little. Because they are going to use it to create what we term as IoT,
Internet of All Things,
Internet that can connect human beings onto humans who are also iron at the same time. The others will use you, commit every sin. Now we shall be having knowledge, even the one in us, the spirit of power. Spoke in John 14:17.
He
said, you will come unto us to be within us. Those you'll get them in the details. It's the second summary of the other, which was finished. Yes. I wanted you to get back here.
Now
you've heard them as if they're new.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now what shall I find in the summary?
Part 7A. Phase 3.
Of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles.
2020 began,
we
shall differentiate between the number 666 and the microchip, that
you
do not enter in the fear of the devils, as we shown in the first summary.
So,
now these are what we shall find in summary in the part 7b. Why the kingdom of Satan is referred as the beast coming from the many waters, and the kingdom of God
and they are
put in the side of the dove from heaven.
Yes.
Why? Why the kingdom of Satan is shown in the sign of
Eva
the beast coming from the many waters, and the kingdom of God put in the sign of the dove coming from heaven? Praise Jesus much. When we hear in the Matthew chapter 12, verse 28, manifesting of the Holy Spirit, it manifests the kingdom of God in our midst. Let us read, we hear. Matthew chapter 12, verse
28.
Yes. If he casts demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God
has
come to us.
If
the Holy Spirit manifests, then we have seen the kingdom of God. Now you see, manifesting was put in the sign of the dove. According to what is in Matthew chapter 3, verse 16
unto
17. Matthew chapter 3, verses 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi, laba, eggulu limubukukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakkanga ejjiba ngajja ku ye ngayaka.
Yes.
Yesu abatizibwa okuva mu mazzi.
Jesus is baptized coming out of the waters.
Naye ate omwoyo wa Katonda yava mu ggulu.
Spirit of God came from heaven.
Abone akejjuba ngayaka na ku ye.
Sign of the dove lighting around him.
Buno bwe bwakabaka obw'omu
ggulu. This is the kingdom of heaven. It appears in the form of the dove. It is the Holy Spirit. Yet we see the kingdom of Satan.
It
appears inside of the beast come from the many waters.
We
want to understand why. Because the kingdom of God, and it is the Holy Spirit, manifests with his works in our midst.
It
appeared in the sign of the dove, it's coming from heaven.
It's
not coming from the waters, yet it comes from heaven. It will come to pass.
What's
in the First Corinthians chapter
2?
We are not given the spirit of the world to fear, but we are given the spirit from heaven. The spirit of the kingdom of Satan is filled of things which cause fear. First Corinthians chapter 2, verses 12.
Na yefe tetwawebwa moyo gwansi wabula omoyo guva eri Katonda. Kyokka tutegeerenga Katonda byatuwa obuwa.
Yes.
Twaba moyo gwansi buli okuva mu mazzi.
The spirit of the world which comes from water.
Twaba omoyo guva eri Katonda.
We have the spirit coming from God.
Tutegeere byatuwa obuwa.
Understand what it freely gives us.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Omoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Alabikira mukamona akejjuba akemirembe.
Yes, in the son of the dove, that of peace.
Gakaka yakana.
And it lights.
Tutegeere nti ne bya Katonda atuwa buwa.
Understand peace of God it freely gives us.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda obulabira mu fomu. Obwakabaka
the kingdom of the devils, when it appears
from peace, you know,
shedding of blood and sacrificing. Animals concerning with shedding of blood. Because these are wild animals.
Babu ugira kunaba antuwa bali mbuwaka baka buwa sitani.
Kingdom of Satan is a wild animals. Beasts. One of the prophets spoke saying. Let's put we here. Titus chapter 1 and verse 12.
Omu kubo, nabi wawe bo, yagamba nti abakulete balimbe naku zonna. Ensole mbi, embute nga yavu.
Yes.
Abakulene. Bali inga bantu inga bali mbuwa kabaka buwa sitani kama afu kebisole bibi. Soro.
Human beings in the kingdom of Satan, they became beasts, animal-like.
Si soro zine zaburi. Ensole mbi.
Evil beasts.
Now
what you have to know?
The kingdom of Satan,
they don't speak of usual animals.
What beast is in
or usual beasts. But these are evil beasts. That they are thieves. They
have
thieves like their father Satan. They say these are lazy gluttons. They don't have things to do. Steal as Satan is.
That is
came to steal, kill, and destroy. Understood evil beasts. They kill and destroy. Now when they tell you in Daniel chapter 7 verse 25 and they say like this
Daniel chapter 7
verse 25
yogera ebigambo ebibi eliyo yali waggulu ennyo era aliteganya abatukuvu bo yali waggulu ennyo era alilowooza okuwanyisa ebiseera n'amateeka era biriweebwayo mu mukono gwe okutuusa ekiseera n'ebiseera n'ekitundu ky'ekiseera lwe biriggwaawo lunyola birimu omukaaga naye omusango gulibaawo
lwakulaba ensolo eyo yokuna
Daniel esula ey'omusanvu n'olunyiriri olw'23
Daniel chapter 7 verse 23
n'ayogera bw'ati nti ensolo ey'okuna eriba bwakabaka obw'okuna mu nsi obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bwonna era obuliri ensi zonna ero bulizi sambirira ero bulizi menyamenya.
Yes.
Dinsule yokuna.
The fourth beast.
Liwa bwakaba kuna.
It will be the fourth kingdom.
Mosi.
Upon the earth.
Buliri nyane busabya ne bumenyamenya.
Treat and break down.
Bwakaba kwa
Satan. It's the kingdom of Satan.
Buda bikira mungeri ya kisulusule kita ekita tegeri ka kasulumbi.
A form of an evil beast.
Don't you think it's
a monster? That's why this is part 7b.
To
bring you to show the kingdom of Satan
appears
the image of the evil beasts. And the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit, appears in the sign of the dove. The kingdom of Satan, the evil beasts. Praise Jesus much.
And
this is what they told you. Revelation chapter 17, the verse 15. That springs from the people. Revelation chapter 17 verse 15.
Nangamba anti amazzi ge walabye omwezi wa today be bantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga n'ennimi.
Omanye ensolo zino bwe ziba zifubutukayo.
You know these beasts when they rise out.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of Satan.
Obwefuulafuula.
Which keeps masquerading.
Babalaga ensolo nyingi n'evaayo leero efaanana bw'eti.
For they show many beasts. This is like this and this is like this one never appears like this. Different ones. Yet it springs from the people. It's the kingdom of Satan. The evil spirits. The evil beasts.
That's why Satan,
they say, he moveth like a lowering lion seeking whom to devour. But don't you think like this usual lion? You find the head of a lion, part is like of a leopard, elsewhere it's like a beast, it's like a bear.
So
what form of beast and animal is this? Something you've understood there. Just in summary is what we wanted to show you. And the kingdom of the devils being in a way like that. Every time they're fighting each other. According to how the Lord Jesus explained in Matthew
11.
As you see animals in a bush. And they fight each other.
At least
these ones forgive themselves the usual animals. But these are evil beasts.
Matthew 12, verse
24.
But the Pharisees buli bwakabaka bwe waukana bukana buka buzika na buli kibuga oba nyumba bwe yaukana yokana yokka terirwawo abiri mukaga ne setani bwagoba setani ayaukana yekana yekka.
Yes, that is how they appear.
Ubakabaka setani bulwanangana bukana
buka. Kingdom of Satan fights by themselves.
Nsolombye zitasobola kuatagana.
These are level beasts which can never connect with each other.
Onaroga oli arugulura oli
akwa. The witches, the other hills, the witchcraft. Those in that kingdom, they made them like beasts, they sacrifice others. That is the evil spirit used children of disobedience.
Bible
speaks of in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Those used by the evil spirit. It's like a beast. Even all demons. Don't sacrifice, they get you yourself, they beat, torment you. Shedding of blood. That's why they command. They show it through the beast, the spirit of Satan. To differ from the kingdom of God, the spirit of God,
appear,
sign of the dove coming from heaven.
He
is not even in the people. We just ask for him to come, that the kingdom come. This kingdom of the beast is the people. The kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan, in the form of the beast.
It's
the people capture them by force to use them. It has nothing to reason with it. It's forceful. Read Ephesians, see whether it's not forceful. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 1. Yes. Spirit of the form of the beast. The evil beast. The kingdom of Satan, the evil spirit. Whoever rebels against the word of God.
Remember,
they are one who forces you to rebel against
God's
word. After they use you. Forcefully.
It's not
the spirit of liberty. At least when you enter salvation, we say, Lord, sustain us
with
the spirit of liberty, your kingdom, your Holy Spirit appears in the sign of the dove. We shall move to no more than that.
Are
going to be surprised. Indeed, in the third phase, God is called the devils. The wicked wise, the wicked mighty ones of the earth, in their own schemes. What is next?
We see
Satan's schemes right there.
They have been caught
in their schemes. They have revoked their
summary.
That is still a summary.
Things
shall find in part 7b.
Why
the kingdom of Satan, the spirit of Satan,
appears
in the form of the evil beasts. And the kingdom of God, the spirit of God,
it
appears in the sign of the dove.
You've
gotten of that summary. You keep waiting. What surprise post on the spirit of God? Joins with our spirit and we work.
But the
kingdom of Satan, their spirit possess you by force. We shall see all that.
And we
see how remain the kingdom of Satan. Indeed, you two have become Satan. And
to
support your own to get destroyed well with them.
So, bino bitu just singana.
Now, these are what we shall find
in part 7c.
In part 7c.
Lwaki ensolo zino?
Why?
Ziri mungeri ezenjawulo.
Why these beasts are in different forms?
Lwaki ensolo zino?
Why these beasts?
Obwakabaka bwa Satani.
The kingdom of Satan.
Omoyo gwa Satani.
The spirit of Satan.
Buli mungeri ezenjawulo.
In different forms.
Why
to confuse like that?
In
the form of a lion, in the form of a leopard, in the form of a bear, and the other, it comes when it is all those three combinations. A portion is lion, portion is leopard, portion is bear.
It
has wings as like a bird.
Like,
but
an eagle
confuses, this is like the spirit of God. He too seemeth to fly. Why it appear like that? The kingdom of God is peace and righteousness.
And
God is of order.
This
the way their kingdom appears. You ask yourself of a word like this. People want to be explained things of these beasts. When you read in Daniel chapter 7, verses 4 to 7, he spoke as he said like this. Daniel chapter 7, verse 4.
Nentunula okutusa ebyowakiro byayo lwe byamanyibwa ne nti neyimusibwa okuva mu nsi neyimirizibwa n'ebigere bibiri ng'omuntu neweebwa omutima gw'omuntu.
The fourth
beast is come from the many waters. The first beast came from the waters,
amanji.
Many waters.
It was
that we understood of, understood in Revelations chapter 17 verse 15, that these are clans, nations and languages. When it came out, it was like a lion, yet it had wings.
They
are like of an eagle to cause confusion. Have you ever seen a lion with wings? And they were put off it. And stood on its feet like a human being. It was given a heart like of humans. A kingdom which enters people and within their hearts. It's the kingdom of Satan.
We
got explained that in 7:23. They told us. Beast will be the fourth kingdom. Now this first beast, kingdom we shall get explained ahead there. Why appear like a lion? You know, Satan too is like that.
And
what written of him, 1 Peter chapter 5,
moves
like a roaring lion seeking whom to devour.
Peter chisoka esule yokutano.
First Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
Omulabe wa mwesetani atambula tambula. Nge mpurugome uruguma. Ngano nyagwana alia.
Yes.
Utunule mugume.
Be sober and vigilant.
Wangu mulabe wa mwesetani.
Was your adversary Satan.
Atambula nge mpurugome nga uruguma.
A lowered lion.
Ngano nyugukulia.
Seeking whom to devour.
Tebagami nge atambula nga mpurugome.
God said he moveth and is a lion.
Wabudabagami nge mpurugome.
They have said he moves like a lion. Seeking whom to devour. But that is John 10 verse 10.
It moves
seeking whom to steal, kill and destroy. You will know more than that.
Atambula, atambula.
He keeps moving. He's roaring. We've never heard him roaring.
But
it's lowered within sin. He's the father of sin. There where you are, he lowers you know that.
You run
from the kingdom of Satan and run into that of God.
For
he's lowering if you heard him roaring. And he push you into immorality, stealing and robbing. And eating bribes, speaking vulgar,
maybe
and the many things like
that.
He rolls within your heart. Go and steal. Go.
And
you feel your heart is like fire. You have to go fornicate. Now we're going to see how he roars like a lion. Inside your heart when he wants to destroy you.
The
kingdom is filled of shedding blood, out lion appears.
And
that was the Babylonian kingdom.
In
shedding blood they have never been.
And
people were sacrificing murderers. Let's put it in the next verse.
Daniel yesule yomusanvo noru nyiriri oruktano.
Daniel chapter 7 in the verse 5.
Era labinsule indala yokubiri yalingange dubu. Era yalie gurumizibwa kulubiri zirumu. Nembiri zisatu zali mukamakayo. Amanyo ngagazi kute.
Yes.
Endala yalinge dubu.
The other was like a bear. It's raised up on one side. It held three ribs within its mouth. Why? The main thing on this, looking to these ribs it holds in its mouth.
Mama,
mother, father, and the children to destroy them. Because we remember, they made Adam sleep.
Out
of him, they got a rib to make Eve. Yes! You first read for me, we see in Genesis. Genesis chapter 2, verse 21.
Nazawe nyama mchifo charuo. Abiri mubiri. Mukama katonda nazimba urubirizi lwa jemuntu. Okubo mukazi. Namureta erio muntu.
Hei. Nazimba urubirizi.
And he built the rib.
Okubo mukazi.
To be a woman.
Namureta muntu.
And brought her unto man.
Kati gubosuma mu Daniel suriyo musamu.
Now when you read Daniel 7.
This
verse 5. And you see bear. The kingdom of Satan.
Holds
three ribs in its mouth. Straight no, it begins from the mother. For even the man was born of a woman. Even the child born of a woman. It's the Corinthians.
Abakolinso ekisooka esule ye 11 esule ye 11 noro nyiriri ole 11.
First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 11.
Era nayo mukazi tabeerawo watali musajja era omusajja tabeerawo watali mukazi mu mukama waffe ole 12 kuba omukazi ngabo yava musajja era no musajja bwatyo azaliwa omukazi.
Yes.
Boneba mumatama kwa
all within its mouth.
Kubala mama tata na mwana bonna tubazikirize.
Targeting mother, father and the children, we destroy all. That's the beast like a bear. Surprising but moved by the kingdom of Satan of this generation. There is a leopard, a bear and a lion. Combination. And they seek to kill, shedding of blood, killing mother, father, and the children. Let's see of the third beast, the kingdom of Satan, in the evil spirit beast.
Daniel chapter 7,
verse
6.
Oruvanyuma
lwebyo nentunula era laba endala ngengo. Yalina ebiwawatira ebine ebyennyonyi ku mabega gaayo era ensolo yalina n'emitwe ena n'eweebwa okufuga.
Yes.
Oluvannyuma lwoyo n'alabayo eringa engo.
After that is so one like a leopard.
Sebe yalina n'ebiwawatiro.
It even has wings.
Buli obaleeta ebiwawatiro baagala kwefula ng'omwoyo gwa omutukuvu gwe ogulabikira mu jjuba.
They bring wings, they want to appear as the Holy Spirit appear in form of a dove. To cause confusions. A spirit by we do not understand
this.
Those we shall get explained, you wait. But if you see it's in the form of a leopard, you know unrighteousness is to increase. A leopard with wild spots. Yes. Wild sports in Jeremiah 13, 23. He says like this. Jeremiah 13, verse 23.
Obengo amabala gayo. Kale namwe muyinza okukola obulungi abamanyira okukola obubi.
God never changes its spots. That kingdom is going to make you commit sins. And you'll be filled with spots and no one can enter heaven. Because in Ephesians 5, he wants the church which is you. And you have not a spot nor a wrinkle. You first see. Ephesians chapter 5 verse
26. Yes.
Bring it to himself, his church, who is you. And you have not spot, neither a wrinkle with yourself. The spot is the unrighteousness, the sins. If you look to that third beast, it was Greek.
For
the first, which was the lion,
Babylon.
It was Babylon of Nabuchodonosor. The one which followed?
Medo-Persia.
Medo-Persia.
Then,
then the third?
Greece.
Greek.
Yokuna.
The fourth?
Roman Empire.
Roman Empire.
You
see how we give you of those samples? Understand why they are in the form of those beasts? I think you've seen the third in the
leopards.
Only unrighteousness.
Tries
to see that sin spreads on your heart. And
not
ready to lose and leave it, at least you quarrel for it.
Or
we pluck it off, you feel we are too much on you. At least it sprouts again.
But
lion, if you take off its skin, it fights to grow again. It brings spots, the same spots. And the latter state will be worse.
You go
that will see and fear. Now we have this fourth beast we see.
Daniel 7
verse 7.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ntunula mu ebyo bye nayolesebwa ekiro. Era laba, ensolo ey'okuna, ey'entiisa era ey'obuyinza, era ey'amaanyi amangi ennyo, era yalina amannyo amanene ag'ekyuma. Yalya n'emenyaamenya n'esambirira ebyasigalawo n'ebigere byayo. Era teyafaanana ng'ensolo zonna ezaagisooka. Era yalina amayembe 10. Olunya olw'omunaana.
You
have had this fourth beast. It was so different. It is the kingdom of Satan.
The
spirit of Satan, it's masquerading. The secret we know. It had tooth of iron. Yes.
Roman Empire.
It's the one that it's come with the same microchip. It's come with robots.
It's
come with cyborgs and Terminator. That can use those tooth to bite very well. But in explaining it how it appears,
it's
this one in Revelation 13. They say it appears like this. Revelation chapter 13 verse
1.
Now look to this, how it appears. This fourth beast joined up all the other three. Combined them. It's like a lion. Can move Satan seeking whom to devour.
He will
seek to destroy a loss like a lion. He will be like a bear.
Which
held three ribs.
He
killed the mother, father, and the children. This generation of the kingdom of Satan, of the fourth beast. Mother and the child in the tight panty, they're all corrupt. The father, so they made them panties. My God. And they're all cut hair, they're all like
they
all have words not clear of mother, father, child.
They
all feel of sorcery, witchcraft, and not wishing others. If it's evolved,
Paired
with sports, no one will go to heaven except the one runs to come in the true salvation for the sports of sin.
Yet
you see them today. When it comes with tooth of iron, it has it with its microchip,
robots,
with the robots,
cyborg,
the cyborgs, and the
Terminators,
and they fill the whole world with unrighteousness. You wait. The fullness will be explained one by one.
You
know, in the fourth, they said it has tooth of iron. The fourth
beast
connects with the iron in Daniel. If you compare the evil of these latter days
and this
last beast, the last kingdom of Satan, the evil spirit,
it
has those combinations. Even the tooth is of iron that they used to kill. These iron people have seen a come to destroy.
And when they ask them, will you kill man?
Yes,
we shall kill humanity. They will not come strangle you physically. According to what you use with those robots, the cyborgs, the Terminator, even some of those you married them, look to that foolishness. Someone says he has abused. No, that what is it? You have sex with an iron organ. What is that? That's foolishness. You sodomized, you've not gotten satisfied. You have had sodomy and all
blessings.
Animals are corrupted to that
extent.
Your rich is not enough for you.
You said, let me
make my six organs, I pass with them.
Not enough, you make
iron men for yourself. Still you have sex with them. That is getting corrupted. All those corrupted ate the leg of fire. Even immoral and those morals and the unbelieving. According to Revelation 21 verse 8. If you don't run from the fire, listen to those words. Revelation 21 verse 8. Those who are abominable,
they
corrupted the abominable.
There
you have sex with the dolls. You foolish with yourself. Revelation 21 verse 8.
Nabagwagwa, nabasi, nabinzi, nabalogo, nabasinze bifananyi, nabalimba bonna, omugabo gwabwe gulibera mu nnyanja yakana omuliro.
Yes.
Nabagwagwa bebase n'ebiroboti mwenda mugende eyo.
Those abominables who have slept with robots, you all end up there. How dare you contend with the Creator who made the man and the woman?
Created
one, not the many you have out there. Now you two are immoral. Don't differ with those sleep with robots.
So mchigambecho.
Now in that word.
Ibituja kuongere bifuna mu detail.
Those shall move get in the details.
Ne bino bitujjo kusingana mu part 7D.
These are what we shall find in the part 7D.
Omukazi yatudde ku nsole eyo.
That woman seated on the beast.
Obwakabaka bwa Satan.
The kingdom of Satan.
Omoyo ogufubutuka mazza amangi.
Spirit coming from the many waters.
The
evil spirit coming from the many waters
in
the clans, nations, and languages. Who and what is that? That woman seated on the beast. The evil beast. The evil spirit. The kingdom of Satan.
Sprint
from the many waters. Clans, nations, and languages. What and who is she? That woman, what form of woman is she? For others confuse us that is the church. Now how did it reach to that?
Me, church,
when did I reach there?
Church,
those buildings went to sit on it as you speak out there.
Even
people speak those things, their brains don't work normal perhaps. If you say that woman is the church, you call buildings to be church,
now,
are they the ones on the beast? It is us, the human beings. Are we the ones on that beast? Yet we hear the beast.
It's
come from the people. And it's the one having them
on top,
even the woman sits on the top of it.
You understand. For the many waters out of which cometh the beast, and the beast, the woman sits upon it. These are clans, nations, and languages. Means the waters are here. Clans, nations, and languages. Beast has come out of it, it's risen up. The woman too is above them. She's called the Queen of Heaven.
Jezebel. Sina Maria.
Not even Mary. But she comes and appears as Mary. Appears to some people. Remember. Revelation 17. The verse 3. Spoke as he said like this. Revelation chapter 17 verse 3.
Nantwala mudongo moyo. Nenda wa mukazi ngatudde ku nsole miufu ngejjudde amannya ag'obuvuzi ngerina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kumi.
Yes.
Nantwala mudongo nenda wa mukazi.
In the desert I saw a woman
ngatudde ku nsolo
seated on the beast.
The clothes
she clothes, they are red. You will understand why they are red. Shedding of blood.
And she must
seek blood of those who serve God that they sacrifice such people.
And
the beast she sits on, they say it cometh from the many waters. According to Revelation 13 verse 1. Revelation 13 verse
1.
Yes. The beast cometh from the many waters. The woman sits on it. The many waters. Revelation 17. Verse 15, they told you what is that?
Revelation 17,
verse
15. Omwezi watudde bebantu n'ebibiina n'amawanga.
Yes. Now these many waters. Multitudes of people, multitudes, clans, and nations, and languages, even multitudes of them.
They might be
groups like those who support football, those in their different groups, those who go into this call. Multitudes are all taken by that.
The
beast spirit of Satan is risen from them. The kingdom of Satan. The one seated on the top.
It's
that woman, the adulteress, that we need to know. It means that woman is not the church. The church is meant to be me.
Jesus,
Jesus came to die for. Without spot nor wrinkle. And the world is not what sits on a beast.
But
the beast cometh from those people. And
it comes
from the water beast on top of the people. The one sits on the top, two on the beast on the top. In the principalities. You will understand those levels. Understand levels of many waters.
The beast
risen up to know the level where it is best.
And
the one seated is in which location and place? In the principalities in the stars. Up there. Then you connect those secrets. Because he said, Revelation 17, verse
7.
Revelation chapter 17, verse
7. Malaika nangamba nti,
it's a marvel not. Why marvel?
Understand
the mystery of that woman.
That's
mysteries we told you need light of the word of God.
If
you come to human wisdom, you cannot. You need to know the mystery of the woman and the beast. Its horns which it has, even the heads.
And
first hints you on the mystery of that woman. In the verse 3, as it says. As it says this. Revelations chapter 17, verse
3. Omukazi nga yambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu era ng'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi y'obwenzi bwe.
Yes.
Omukazi ng'atudde kuli.
The woman seated on the top.
Ayambadde engoye za bika bibiri.
Clothed two forms of clothing.
Kuliko olumyufu bakanywa musaayi.
Braids those who shed blood. That of scarlet with spots. It holds spots with itself. They clean her with gold and those thorns which confuse this world. We see the one of diamond out of which cometh a pyramid. You will understand that. She holds a cup full of the filth of her abominations. All evil works. Who is that one? You read we hear. Revelations chapter 17, verse 5.
Babylon yechinene, nina wabenzi.
Yes. They say she's the mother of the harlots, the adulterers.
No way,
and of the, all the abominations. Mother of the adulterers. Mother of the adultery of departing from the Lord. Spoken of in the Hosea 4 verse 10. The adultery of straying from the Lord. As they go cleave on the
Satan.
You know Satan. Known as the father of sin. Its mother. It is Jezebel.
She's
that woman you have seen.
First
fallen angel to fall and join on Satan. He shall know of her more than that. When
they
tell you mother of the adulterers, adultery starting from the spiritual world of stray from the Lord. You read in it in the Hosea we see. Hosea chapter 4 and the verse 10.
Awobaliria nebata kuta. Balienda sote baliala. Kubanga balese yo kusayo moyeri mukama. Uleko minorumo. Obwezi no mwenge, no mwenge omusu. Bimala woku tegira.
Yes.
Obwezi woku vakatunda.
The adultery of strain from the Lord. This one was the chief who led in that.
Nina wabes.
Mother of adulterers. No, the father of sin is there. The father of departing from the Lord. It is Satan himself.
But
this was the first to join on Satan among the fallen angels. In her rightful name, she's called Jezebel.
He's
the one in charge of the abominations, evil filth, departing from the Lord. According to Revelation chapter 2, in the verse 20, Revelations chapter 2 verse 20.
Naye nina ensonga ku gwe kubanga oleka omukazi oli Yezebeli eyeyita nabbi n'ayigiriza n'akyamya abaddu bange okwendanga.
Erinnya lya nnyina w'abenzi bamuyita
the mother of adulterers is called who?
Yezebeli.
Jezebel.
Yes, where she's called Diana.
Nyabuzana.
Nyabuzana. And the many other names. Mother of adulterers who live depart from the Lord. Of adultery and abominations and the sins of the world. The father of sin, Satan. This now is the mother. She was the first to join on him. When Satan fell, among those icons,
he
was the first icon to go onto his side. A spirit was there from old. We hear Jezebel and the kings.
It
came hiding in the people.
It rises
from the water, clan nations and languages. Kings chapter 16 verse
31.
1 Kings chapter 16 verse 31.
First
Kings chapter 16 verse
31. Kigambo kitono okutambulira mu bibi bya Yerobowamu mutabani wa Nebati nawasa Yezebeli muwala wa Esubali kawaka wa Abisodini nagenda naweereza Baali.
You hear what happens?
Jezebel,
Jezebel, remember they have named this child. Spirit has entered that child.
And
then take the child, worship the real Satan.
Those
are what she does, that woman. You will know her even more than that.
In the details.
We point on you, you get from the lives of those who have come
to you
concerning that woman. She's hidden most in the image of Mary.
And
she calls herself the Queen of Heaven.
Quoting
those spoken in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 18. Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 18.
Abakazi ne bagoya obutta okufumbira kabaka w'eggulu omukazi emigaati n'okufukira bakatonda abalala ebiweebwayo ebyokunywa balyoke bansunguwaze.
Children gather the wood, the father kindle the fire, and the mothers. You see what they told you? Three ribs. Father, mother,
and
children.
Jezebel,
push them to worship things not God. It's a spirit of old. She called herself Queen of Heaven. Hidden behind that religion of Catholic.
Friend,
the one you worship there is not the real Mary. That
Jezebel.
One is Jezebel.
That
she calls herself the gate of heaven.
You
cannot read of light of the word to lighten for you the mystery of the woman. We shall know those. The mystery of that woman.
We shall
move, get explained
in the details.
Why she clothed red, others like purple. Holding the cup of gold inside its field of unrighteousness. Here she shows you its peace. You commit evils, you think it's peace.
You see, as if
you have gold, yet you're getting destroyed.
So now, we
shall come back in summary.
What's
in the part 7e?
Part 7f.
Part 7f.
Part 7G.
God bless you. Thank you for coming.